The reason I want to do that, the reason I'm asking you to take a serious look at yourself, what is it that's keeping you from a growing, dynamic relationship with God, is the last part of Isaiah 58. And that's what I want to get to. Okay, let's go back there. Is this, verse 6, is this not the fast that I have chosen? Is this not the thing I'm asking you to give up stuff to be and to bring about? Look at this. To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, that you may break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, that you might bring into your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover them and hide yourself from your own flesh? And do not hide yourself from your own flesh. Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. What God is saying here is the reason we fast is because we want the light of our lives to shine more. But the way the light of our lives to shine more is not giving up Google. It's not walking around and going, see how spiritual I am? I gave up Google for 6 weeks. I can't wait for Easter so I can go back. Purpose of giving up Google for me is not so I can go around and I probably shouldn't even, don't let your right hand know what your left hand's doing. I probably shouldn't even told you that. I probably lost any kind of impact it's going to have on my life right now. No, it's not, but I feel like I'm illustrating. I want my light to shine. How's my light going to shine? By giving up Google? By giving up this? By not watching the news? By not, whatever it is God's calling you to do. Is that how your light's going to shine? No, it's the resultant life that you live after you have done that. I want my light to shine before men that they might see my good works and glorify Him. I want my life to be salt, to make people thirsty for Him. I want whatever's in my life that is a wall, that is a barrier, that is false, wrong thinking, that is hard ground, that is rocks, that is thistles and thorns. I want that stuff out so I can live my life in such a way that the things I do bring glory to Him and Him alone. That's what I want. That's what I desire. And that's what I'm going to spend the next 6 weeks. And I'm not going to do a Fat Tuesday. I'm not going to spend all day on Google on Tuesday. I said I've already deleted it off my phone, deleted it off my iPad. You say, well, Pastor Jeff, you can just go to your Internet Explorer and put Google in. I know that. I already know that. You know, and that's why some of you are going, you're not going to make it. Hey, you get together in huddles after a while. I got $10 on saying that Pastor Jeff ain't going to make it. Well, I'm going to throw 20 in and say, and he will. You know, don't gamble in the church on what the pastor says. Okay. And I will be honest. I'm going to be transparent. And I will admit to you when I blow it. If I remember. Yeah, Pastor Jeff, I don't know about this. I don't know what I can do with this. Let me ask you a question. And this is where I want you to think about. I want you to think seriously about. What is it that you love most? What is it that you love most? You know, if I was an athlete and I wanted to make a team, I wanted to play pro or whatever, you know what I'd do with my life? I would look at my life and I would find the things that I can put into my life that would make me a better athlete, make me stronger, make me better. And I'd remove from my life those things that hinder me, that hold me back, that keep me. And we do that all the time with stuff in our life. We look at our lives, we take out things that are detrimental. How many of you have ever had a diagnosis of heart issues? What do? We eat more broccoli and we do away with donuts. And if you're serious about that, you'll do it and be successful. Amen? And that's good. I'm not even talking about that. Do we love the kingdom of God? Do we love God? Are we willing to have a deeper, closer, better relationship with God? Are we willing to take out of our lives some things that are keeping us from that? And to put in some things that will help us, like prayer, Bible study, fellowship with other Christians who are doing the same thing. We can talk about it. We can encourage one another. We can help one another. If we're willing to do that for other things, are we willing to do it for God and His kingdom? Here's what Jesus said, and I'm going to end with this. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added to you. Seek first. What do we love most? You know, I think we have to look seriously at that question. As a Christian, that's why I sang, "Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see Jesus. Open our eyes, Lord. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." Do we love the kingdom more than these things? Let's pray. Father, my mind goes right now to your discussion, Jesus, with Peter on the shore. You ask him the question, "Do you love me more than these things?" And I think that's the question you're asking us today. Do you love me more than these things? Lord, may we simply just take a look at our life. Gently hear you say, "This is thing, this is an issue, this is something." And Lord, I know you're going to point something out that might be difficult. But Lord, with your help, we can do it. We can make it. We can get these things cleaned out of our life. Because in time, those things will no longer captivate us. They will no longer capture us. They will no longer hold us in bondage. They will cause us to be more like Jesus and love him more in those freedoms. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you. So, Lord, I pray for us today. I pray that as we go through these next few days, that we would have a heart open to hear what you might say is in our life that we need to deal with so that we can have a better relationship with you. Lord, I'm asking that it's clear, that it's almost as if a billboard says what we need to do. And that your Spirit would give us the power to be able to go through these next 6 weeks and get that out of our lives so that we can know more of you and grow in your grace and your knowledge. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.